From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. Those two countries appear to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles do remain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Sunday, and the two will meet again on Monday.
An awful lot of technical things have been worked out. A lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues.
There are also hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, but so far nothing has been arranged. Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run news agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarablus have been cleared. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice. He stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite a Muslim cleric that Mr. Erdogan blames for the coup. South Sudan Sunday agreed to the deployment of a 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. Sunday's decision by President Salva Kiir came after council members visited the capital, Juba, to press senior officials for approval of the force. This is VOA News.